Good morning and welcome back to 501CTV. I'm your host, Janelle Harris, and this is the podcast that talks to system change leaders, thought leaders, nonprofits, and nonprofit partners to find out what is new and exciting in our world of nonprofits. And I'm very, very excited and thrilled to have with me in studio here this morning, Aaron Clemens and Chase Bruder with a new up-and-coming awesome nonprofit called Save a Teen. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
for having us.
I'm so excited to have you here today. Awesome story. We're going to dive into it. We have a lot to cover. So, Aaron, why don't you tell us a little bit about the mission of Save a Teen, and then also we'll get into your background and how you guys know each other and all that fun stuff.
The mission of Save a Teen is to raise awareness for parents to adopt teens in foster care, starting in Palm Beach County, still all throughout the state of Florida, and then all throughout the country. The second part of our mission is to save and promote the next generation of teens all throughout the country, which means like we want to do job training. We want to raise awareness for parents to adopt teens so they have families and spread the message so parents know where to go to adopt those teens. We want to also create a Save a Teen scholarship fund. So kids coming out of high school, going into college that are on lower income levels, we'll give like a $1,000 scholarship to help pay for their books or whatever expenses they may need. We're also developing a Save a Teen tech platform as well. We'll be developing as we raise funding. And we're also going to help teens in foster care and shelters at Christmas time for like computers, phones, books, educational type presents, so they can expand on their education, have the resources to excel.
So, and thank you for that, because there's so much that you guys are doing and have slated coming up. So you're relatively new.
Yes.
Are we about a year in?
Yes,
correct.
Oh, we're about a year in, and you have a really interesting story, which is the whole purpose and reason behind starting this.
Yes.
And I want everyone to understand that, because I think that is the driving force behind this and why you're like the perfect person to start this, because you've lived this.
Yes.
So I want you to talk a little bit about your journey, your background, and how we got here today and why this is so important to you.
The reason why we chose teens and foster care is because when I was 10 years old, I was taken away from my dad. You know, I was taking care of him. You know, we're low income, and I was lived in a shelter for 6 months here in Palm Beach County. Then upper middle class wealthy foster family took me in for about a year in Royal Palm and taught me how to read, write, go to school, basically, you know, do chores, work hard, and, you know, give me the necessary skills I need. Then I went to a second upper middle class Christian foster family out in Jupiter Farms. And they excelled me on my education. You know, I cleaned cars, mowed lawns. I did all kinds of stuff to earn money as well.
I love that.
you know, they taught me the value of a dollar, hard work.
Amazing.
And then after that, my biological dad died when I was 13 years old due to a heart attack in his 40s. And I went to his funeral, and that same year, the caseworker said, you're 13, there's low percentage of teens that get adopted in the system, because people adopt babies and children. And they said, you have a choice, Aaron, either be a statistic in the system, phase out of your foster family when they're 18, because they don't adopt, and they'll keep you there until you're 18, and then you have to go on your own, or you go on WPTV News Channel 5 with Jim Sackett and go on a Thursday's Adopted Child segment and make yourself vulnerable and put yourself on TV, and hopefully a family sees you on the 5 o'clock news. And long story short was I was at Fun Depot in Lake Worth. We're on a miracle round, and after I got adopted, and I learned a story after, they saw me on TV, a 76-year-old grandmother that was dying from breast cancer. And she said to her daughter that couldn't have kids of a middle-class Christian family that I want you to adopt that child before I die. I see a lot of opportunity in him and to give him a shot, and he'd be a good fit for their family. And so they adopted me. They taught me how to read, write, go to school. They changed my life forever. A little bit about my background. I went to Palm Beach Gardens High School. I was in Future Business Leaders of America. I was parliamentarian for 3 years. I was district president for the largest, my senior year, district president for the largest chapter in the nation. 2,000 members. I was in book clubs, student government. I had 3.5 HPA, 3.5 GPA, 3.7 HPA. I was in a tourism and hospitality magnet program at Guardians as well. Top 18% of my class. Then I went to Palm Beach State College and I got my degree in tourism and hospitality management. I was in Phi Beta Lambda for Phi Beta Lambda for Future Business Leaders of America. I was the president for student government, vice president, senator. I met with Lieutenant Governor Carlos Lopez Cantor for the Tallahassee trip. I was able to arrange to in his office for Palm Beach State College. So I made a lot of achievements and goals, all because I was adopted through WPTV News Channel 5 on Thursday's Adoptive Talk segment with Jim Sackett. They found me a family, and it changed my life forever. And it, because of that interview, it really changed my life and made a difference instead of me being a statistic in the system. Because when kids go out of the system after 18, they go, you know, homelessness, they go through drugs, mental, physical abuse. They may go to jail. They have no limited resources. They don't go to college. And, you know, there's a statistic in the system and they're forgotten about, you know what I mean? So I'm very fortunate. And then Save a Teen, we want to change those lives and help those kids, for teens that are going through that. And the goal is to become the voice of the foster care system locally, statewide, nationally, to be the figure to give them hope and change and encouragement. And for me to become that leader through Save a Teen to change lives all throughout the nation, using my inspiration to give them hope and change for everybody.
Now, Aaron and Chase, how did you guys hook up? Are you guys like friends, like childhood friends, or how did you two?
Yeah, I've known Aaron probably about 6 years now.
Okay.
So we met through some other work colleagues. And basically, I've always been kind of a little more entrepreneurial type guy, you know, like 150 domain names. I come up with different ideas, you know, but, you know, it doesn't guarantee any success or anything. But I came up with, you know, the idea of the name Save a Teen. Aaron was very passionate about starting a not-for-profit. I told him, he was previously with another not-for-profit. I said, if it doesn't work, I bought the domain name saveateen.org. I said, if it doesn't work, let's go to work and see if we can make it happen, you know, combined with your, you know, your passion, your background. You know, I know teenagers, there's such a big pain point, you know, there, and there's still just not a lot of resources out there. And so if we can create something that can maybe, you know, help teenagers, you know, save a teen, save the next generation of teenagers, help save the next generation of the community, you know, one could say even America. There's a lot of opportunity right there to help people and to build something. So, and I knew with Aaron's, you know, background, you know, he'd be the great face and voice,
absolutely,
you know, for Save a Teen. But yeah, we're really focused on trying to help, you know, troubled teenagers. It's not necessarily on the drug side. It's really teenagers that want help. So right now, you know, we're just, you know, since we don't have a lot of manpower, but we're building a lot of networks, we're connecting with a lot of people, we've got a lot of events coming up. The bigger picture, to kind of hone in, kind of create everything, is building out this Save a Teen technology platform that teenagers can go.
Which I love. And not to interrupt you, but I think you guys have a really unique and amazing partnership. Because, Aaron, you know all the tools. You know all the gaps that weren't there, the information that was needed. And,
yes,
Chase, you have this technology background, which I know you're downplaying right now, but you have some pretty cool things that you've done in the past. The technology piece to me, when I heard about your guys' story and I was digging in and listening to all the things that you, that you're planning on doing, is amazing. I love technology. So anytime I get like nonprofits in here that are like, okay, like there's some really cool, like cutting edge technology, I get very excited, because when I think about teens, I have a teenage son, they are glued to their phone. And so I think if you guys can put together a platform,
exactly,
and we'll talk about that, because you guys have big plans for, you know, kind of like I envision it almost like a portal. So if I'm in the foster care system, there's a portal where I can connect to resources, programs,
exactly,
maybe even other teens that are in a similar situation as me. I think that is awesome. There's like nobody doing that.
I know.
No one.
I know.
That's huge.
Yeah.
So I don't want to downplay that when you're like, you know, I got a technology background. That's huge, Chase. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that because what is this framework? I know you guys are new. We'll get into funding and partnerships and all that fun stuff too. But I really want to talk about what you guys are looking to build here because I think it's going to be really awesome. So on a technology level.
Yeah. So basically in a bigger picture, not to make things, you know, too complicated, it's basically going to be, you know, like a portal, a platform that teenagers can log on to. They can join as a member.
Sure.
And they can be part of other teenagers in the community. They can collaborate with friends, et cetera, mm-hmm. this and that. But on the platform, though, there's going to be tools such as mentors and guidance counselors that they can hook up with. It could be someone that's trained, or it could even be a college student, you know, that's looking to take on, you know,
help
out a teenager. I mean, if I was in college, you know, it just empower, you know, if I was, you know, back in college, if I was, you know, if I had a teenager to sponsor, I know it just would have helped me kind of grow. Cause when you help people, it helps yourself too.
Totally. So, and I'm thinking like, even if I was like, you know, I'm a business owner, if I want to be, you know, hooked into that network mm-hmm. and I can have somebody come to me and say, hey, how would I do this? Or I have an interview I'm going to, how do I approach this? Or what would you, and just to have a network of people that really just want to step in and help and can say, hey, this is what I would do. Or this is what I did when I, you know, got my first job or things like that. I think people are really going to want to like jump in and be a part of that.
Yeah.
It's an easy way to give and to be involved.
Exactly. And they need the guidance too. You know, so many teenagers right there are just lost, you know, mm-hmm. they're tumbleweeds in the wind, you know, twisting out there. They don't have direction, that it combined with, you know, all this technology, you know, chaos going on and all this garbage, you know, out there. They're learning a lot of different, you know, things that maybe aren't the best, you know, path towards, you know, their lack of communication skills, other people,
correct,
guidance, you know, and a future path for a career. So if we can build, you know, the goal is to build the Save a Teen technology platform, like a hub they go to, they join, they're a member.
Yeah, it's
they got
awesome.
Guidance counselors. They have other friends on there they can connect with. Other people from the community as well can mm-hmm. join too.
Yeah.
They can help out. Events. There'll be internship programs on there. There'll be learning programs on there, part-time jobs. And then the bigger picture is to try to give them the ones that want it. You know, these are troubled teens mm-hmm. that, you know, that they're looking for guidance and help.
Sure.
And to try to curate them and guide them and channel them in the right direction. But the bigger picture is to be able to give them a future career by what one of our plans are is to try to join with some of the Magnificent Seven, they call it, technology companies. So
totally.
Microsoft, Google, Amazon, et cetera, have them sponsor us and basically help them build the next generation of workforce and by giving the teenagers a potential career.
And I feel like this, you know, I have some nonprofits that I've had on here before that deal specifically with the foster care system. And I feel like it's kind of like sometimes a forgotten group.
It is, 100%. You know? Especially in teens, not babies and kids, but teens.
The teens. And then,
it's huge,
and then
right?
they're forgotten about. Phasing out. So
yes,
once you
that's
turn
another
18,
issue.
It breaks my heart. It's like a lot of these teens, they're homeless.
Yes,
like,
that's
They don't have anywhere to go. And there's no after that milestone. It's like you turn 18 and it's like
you're on your own. The government forgets about you and you're not part
of the
system.
You're an adult now, but you're not an adult. Like
no,
you're not an adult.
Tools
absolutely.
To prepare you for on your own.
So I think this is so cool. And Aaron, I was going to ask you, you know, thinking back to like when you were maybe in high school and at that age, did you know other kids that were in the foster care program? I mean, how would you even know that?
You wouldn't. I kept it very quiet and private myself because, you know, at the time people would feel bad for you or they'd pick on you or, you know, you just have to act normal, do your best you can, like everyone else, like all the other kids in school. So it was a major, you know.
Yeah, that's a hurdle. And
it
for
was a
sure,
hurdle
like,
for me.
Like I'm just
yes.
thinking like I can imagine
tough.
Like having this app and have this community of
tough.
People. Like, what if you went on the app and you're like, oh my gosh,
you
there's actually
a foster kid.
But if you're in this network and you're like, oh my gosh, there's kids at my high school. Like these kids go to my high school, and you might not even know that. And I think that's so powerful. Like to know that.
And
there's
if a foster kid.
Yeah, and
that's
to Chase's point, having this portal, you know, also when we're dealing with teenagers, sometimes they have to find the information themselves.
Yeah.
You going and being like, you need to do this and do this and do that. Sometimes if you just have the information there and they're able to access it in their own way, on their own terms,
right,
it's a little more powerful, I think, too.
Right. So, and to make it fun, yeah, too, you know, teenagers like to have, you know, fun. They love video games.
Trust me, I know.
Playing and stuff like that. So the idea is to try to, you know, put a spin on it, make it fun, make it a place you want to go back and, you know, maybe hopefully check in, you know, every day.
Right.
But like a fun thing, you know. Absolutely. Make it a fun zone.
Can you imagine, so. like, I'm thinking that now my wheels are spinning. I'm like, down the road, like, you have events, like, maybe teens that are in this area, particularly, there's going to be a meetup at this time and place. And, you know, there's just a lot you can do with it. It's the power of technology. That's why I love it so much. So I'm excited for this. So some of the other programs that you had, I know it's the virtual platform, but, you know, some of the other things you had in here, which I thought were kind of cool, was like even having like a spiritual curriculum or a space on there where, you know, you have some things around spirituality, targeted degrees where, you know, maybe they're not college bound, but what other things are out there for them?
And a lot of kids aren't necessarily going to college these days. They're learning, you know, these trade skills. And that's kind of the direction that we want to go with helping them.
And those are so attainable. But I feel like, and Aaron, you probably feel this, like sometimes you might think you're in that situation and you're like, I can't do that. Like that's,
I mean, I was working two to three jobs when I was getting my 2-year degree.
Yeah.
And I was, when you get adopted in the system, the government does pay for you to go to college for free for 4 years.
Yeah. But, which is awesome.
But I have my 2-year degree in hospitality management.
That's amazing. So. Well, you had a lot going. You were very busy.
I had a lot of struggles to overcome that I had to go through.
Absolutely. And the fact that you're even here and like, wanting to do this to like help other kids that were in your same position is just awesome.
Yes. Another program I like to talk about is we're planning on partnering with Dr. Lisa Ray out of Boca. I don't know if you've heard of her.
Nope.
She's an international number one international book writer on Amazon. You know, she writes many books. She does a branding consultant. So we're planning on hiring her to create, build our not-for-profit as well as my personal brand, which means it's going to be talking about my life story. Mm-hmm. The plan is Lisa Ray is to create a book about my life story, and I want to create a title, 25 Ways to Succeed as a Teenager in Foster Care, revolve around my life story. So we're going to work on that. We're going to do a Save a Teen podcast channel with Lisa Ray.
Love it.
We're also going to be working with as well as rebuilding our website to the next professional level. Mm-hmm. She's going to work on that. She's going to improve our social media aspect on all the platforms, and she's going to work on getting us local, national TV, build the platform for that. And then the goal is to do like a Hulu series or a movie in the next couple of years about my life story.
Love it.
We can, like a Michael Orr, like from the Blind Side.
It's huge.
And it's in a different story and a different synopsis.
Yeah.
And to spread that word all throughout the country and inspire those teens, you know what I mean?
It's so huge. And maybe
so that's what we're going to be doing with Lisa Ray and Dr. Lisa Ray.
I think that's awesome. Like, what a great advocate that you guys have, you know, somebody like that.
Raising money to fund for that project.
For sure. So, and we're definitely going to talk about some of these ways to raise money for you guys. But I want people to understand why this is such a big topic that I feel like it's not talked about. Maybe you can give us some stats about Palm Beach County and maybe even beyond about kids that are in the foster care system. How big is this?
It's a big issue. In general, there's 1,500 kids in Palm Beach County, kids in foster care. There's 35,000 estimated in the state of Florida alone. California, I think it was 45,000. And then throughout the whole country, there's an estimated around 390,000 kids in foster care nationwide. So it's a nationwide issue, and the goal is to become a leader and build that brand so I'm a leader. So, hey, Aaron. Oh my gosh, he's representing us. He's speaking up for us. He's advocating for us and the system and all those kids nationwide using his story to inspire them that no matter where you come from, you get abused, you get you have no food, you become homeless, that no matter what, if you believe, you will achieve, and you know, and it gives them that hope and spirit and change.
Yeah. No, I think it's so inspirational. In the system. You know, what's been, what's the biggest challenge right now starting a new nonprofit? Would we say funding? We need to fundraise, right?
Yeah. Is funding, the big, obviously, big you know, if you don't, you know, if you don't have money, you know, you just can't unfortunately do a lot.
Sure.
I mean, we're working, you know, with a bunch of different organizations. You know, we're having people jump on board. We're trying to, you know, utilize this network and that work network, put on events, everything mm-hmm. else. You know, it's tough.
Because it's just you two.
It's us two. And then we have a network of people that we're building around.
Okay, perfect.
But, you know, the funding's needed, you know, for Lisa Ray to take to the next level.
Foundation.
You know, for yeah, that. For sure. Different events, you know, we need to put on. We can work with other companies and do like a tax write-off or donation type sure. thing for services, which is great too. But, you know, obviously funding to, you know, really helps build the foundation. Once we build the foundation, then we can launch the next level. We can get the app going. We can get people to join as members on the portal, on the hub, and really get things moving forward to get other people involved in other networks and to start really helping teenagers. So we're going to try to do some, you know, we definitely need no donations. Yes. We're also going to be working on some crowdfunding as well.
I love that. Cool. And is that all going to be on your website?
Yes, we're going to have on the website and the social media links.
Perfect.
And then we'll be utilizing some other networks too. So
yes. Also, I'd like to another partner that we partnered with is the South Florida Investors Club.
Okay.
With Claire Holton. It consists of CEOs, venture capitalists, mm-hmm. Crypto, real estate investors.
Awesome.
From San Francisco to Florida. She's a Florida chapter. And we signed a permanent partnership agreement with them.
Good for you.
Regarding we'll split 50-50 the net profits from every event. They do all our marketing. They bring in all those CEOs and her members that are a part of that club. Invite to that event, does promotions for us as well. Same
That's
as
awesome.
Until we're able to hire Lisa Ray, and then they'll work together
yeah.
to create the ultimate, non-for-profit and my brand
yeah.
and promote all our events. We plan on hiring a national ticket company as well. We're working on, my buddy Greg Stevens is working on that.
Okay.
So we can sell tickets for all these events, and it would help us raise
Absolutely.
Money for our cause and to fund our programs as well.
Yeah, no, that's so awesome.
Yeah, our next event too, I'll let Aaron talk about the couple yep. events that are coming up in the near future.
Yeah, how can we support you guys?
We have a couple events coming up. We have November 24th at Sunrise Paddleboard Shop, partners of South Florida Investors Club, of course, Claire mm-hmm. Holton. We're doing Sunrise Paddleboard Shop. We're going to have food, drinks. You can either get a paddleboard or kayak. $65 is for one person. $120 is for two. Food, drinks, everything's cool. included. We'll have a auction for a 4-pack of tickets to Rapids Water Park. They're part sponsors of that too.
Awesome.
And the next event we're hosting is December 3rd, which is going to be our big one at Luna Lux Lounge in Boca.
Okay.
They were on John Taffer's Bar Rescue Show
yes.
back in the spring.
I know that place
I know
in
the
Boca.
Owner. He's mm-hmm. a producer as well.
Awesome.
And we're having a panelist. We're going to have Josh Parker, Joseph Cotillion, all these different companies, Claire Holton. We're going to have Nora Crank, Lisa Ray on a panel, and then questions and answers. We're going to have live music, food, drinks. Those tickets are it's from 6 until about 10:30 at night, $65, and then you can get the VIP for $150. It includes a bottle of champagne as well, VIP section, live entertainment by Teddy and the Entourage Band.
Awesome.
Chops Lobster Bar, we're going to have January 28th.
Okay.
We have 500.
I'm in for that one.
It's gonna be
I love Chops.
It's going to be 500 a person, private room, panel, book signing, goodie bags, 4-course dinner included,
awesome.
2-hour open bar, and 500 a ticket, 60 maximum capacity for that. And that's on my birthday, by the way, January 28th.
Oh my gosh, you guys, you have to come out for that one.
So come support
and celebrate
us.
Aaron's birthday for sure.
And then we're doing yeah. In July, we're working on planning a PGA National 3-day summit with South Florida Investors Club,
so
Phil
cool.
Castro, Kemp Events, and we're going to have celebrities, we're going to have business conferences, we're going to
cool.
partner with Make-A-Wish Foundation on a possible celebrity
Huge.
Golf tournament we're going to be doing.
Awesome.
So it's going to be a big event. We're working on next year in July. We're starting planning with that now, so...
You guys.
Yeah, so everything's going to be on the website, too,
awesome.
And on our Facebook page, too. So if you want to check out our events, you can
yep.
do that. So, yeah, hopefully
And if you like,
everyone
to,
comes.
And if you like to donate, go to www.saveateen.org. Takes 2 minutes to donate, up to $5,000. If you like to talk about sponsorships, please give me and Chase email, aaron.saveateen@gmail.com or chase.saveateen@gmail.com. Or if you like to make a donation, we can mail a check on the address. We'd love to talk to you about that or set up a meeting for your company to sponsor. We'd love to have everyone involved, and hopefully you guys can make donations. Go to www.saveateen.org today. Thank you.
You guys, I'm like blown away. You guys have a lot of momentum going in like such a short amount of time. So you have a lot to be proud of.
Yeah, we've really done a good job in the past year, really, you know, bringing everything together, you know, getting everything approved, getting the setup and running, you know, even business accounts, this and that.
Yeah.
And then now really just the networking, the past, the resistance, you know, are really light, which is great. So, you know, we consistently are meeting people that we just, it's almost like, you know, it's a message from God or something.
Seriously.
You know, where
the timing,
we meet
just,
someone. We,
yeah, so
we,
good.
We met someone, you know, the other day, actually about 4 months ago. Next thing we know, we're already building this wireframe for the technology platform.
God thing.
It's so, I mean,
it's already
so
happening.
Good.
I mean,
so.
I'm a Christian. I go to Christ Fellowship, yeah. And God put this purpose in my totally. Life. And he's like, this is what you're meant to do. 5 years ago, I was thinking about a not-for-profit. I didn't know who it was going to be with, how it was going to be. And all of a sudden, five years
like,
later, there's a not-for-profit created.
Yeah.
And I have to give credit, you know, Christ Fellowship was always there for me as
That's
well,
awesome.
You know, when I was in time of need. And Pastor Carissa, she has a good foster care program, by the mm-hmm. way. We like to do a partner with, like, they do kids, parents night out once a week within the church members
awesome.
With teens in foster care.
Yeah.
So we like to give funding to also add an event and partner with them on that with Pastor Carissa and Pastor Cole.
Good
so
stuff.
We like to do that as well. So for Christ Fellowship at Palm Beach Gardens campus.
I am excited to watch you guys. You've accomplished so much in just a small time frame. And I think the more you guys get out there, the doors are just going to keep opening. You're going to meet so many like just great people. And there really are a lot of people that really want to get involved and help. So I'm happy to have you guys on here today so that we can broadcast out and get more people involved and seeing all the good stuff that you're doing. So I really appreciate you both being here. Is there any like last minute thing you want to leave our viewers with before we go? Because of course we are out of time. It goes so fast.
Just want to say thank you so much for, you know, watching us today. And, you know, hearing our vision and mission, you know, we're very excited about Saveateen and the future, what we can do to provide solutions for, you know, a very strong pain point in the teenage community. And just very excited to, you know, the future of Saveateen. So I want to thank you very much.
And I also like to add, please like Saveateen's Facebook page, mm-hmm. Instagram page, Saveateen LinkedIn, Saveateen Twitter. And like my page, Aaron Clemens, as well.
Perfect. Thank you guys both very much.
Facebook.
It was really nice to meet you guys. I'm excited to. I've already liked all your pages, so I'm already following, I'm already following along. So you guys go check them out online. And if there's any way that you can support, come to one of the events. Super fun. People love food and fun. So come on out, especially for Aaron's birthday. And
yes.
Thank you guys both again for being here. And that's going to wrap it up for 501CTV today. We thank you for joining us. And thank you again to Kana House Studios, Wellington's first and only content creation studio. And we will see you next time on 501CTV. Thank you.